Welcome to Scary Stories, the channel that tells you scary stories.
Dogman broke up my marriage, as told to Peter Bernard, read by Madeline Starr. This story has a provocative title, but in truth, I probably would have broken up with that man sooner or later anyway. It's definitely true, though, that Dogman sped up the process. Today, my divorce officially went through, and I can leave this chapter of my life behind me. Before I do, I want to once and for all write down the true story of what happened. I'm not going to reveal my name, and I'm going to change a couple of facts so that you can't figure out who I am. And then I will never discuss this again. But I know I'll feel better if I tell the truth about this just once. Even if it is to you, who are all strangers I will never meet. When I turned 29, I got married. I was the last of my group of friends to do this. We were all single when we were 27, and married before we were 30. Only one of us is still married, though. It turns out marriage is something you should do when you really love someone, not out of fashion to keep up with your friends. The guy I married had everything anyone from my social group could want in a man. He was good-looking enough, from a nice enough family, he had a good enough job, and he was reasonably good-looking. He had, and still has, all it takes to be a successful man and an adequate enough father. Because of Dogman, though, I found out about his major character flaw, and it destroyed my ability to feel deep emotion for him any longer. For our honeymoon, we got a luxury suite in a hotel located on the edge of a vast wilderness. We could enjoy a gourmet breakfast, then hike all day in stunningly beautiful wilderness, then return in time for a shower or sauna, and a meal prepared by a rotating staff of the top chefs in that region of the country. It seemed like the best of both worlds, at least at first. On our third day, we still hadn't left the hotel, and I was itching for a wilderness adventure, so I talked the hubby into joining me. I never had heard him whine and complain so much before. It was too hot. The trail was too steep. The bugs were too buggy. He wanted his mommy. I made up that last one, but you get the idea. I actually really like going on long hikes. I sometimes will camp in the wilderness for a week if I can find the time to do it. The hubby was talking like he'd never seen a mosquito before and was acting like he was going to faint or something. It was getting kind of annoying, as I usually hike with women and their tolerance is far above the hubby's. He's taller than I am. It just seemed like he was exaggerating his troubles and expecting me to feel sorry for him. The more he complained, the faster I would travel. I think just to try to get away from the whining. I was so focused on blocking out everything he was saying that I failed to notice it was now long past time to start heading back. I climbed on a tall rock nearby to get my bearings. Maybe I could spot a shorter path back than the way we got here. Maybe I could save us some time and get us back to the hotel before dark. After all, hubby might turn into a pumpkin out here at midnight. To my amazement, there was a clear path that wound around a little bit, but mostly headed directly back to the hotel. I couldn't believe our luck, that the rock was there and I had decided to look right then. I would not have been able to see the path from almost any other angle or location. It filled me with a sense of wonder and gratitude. But then hubby, complained that his feet were sore, and I realized we still had a lot of hiking ahead of us. Hopping down off the rock, I informed him of our change in plans. He started moaning about something or other as I tore straight through the tall grass toward the other pathway I had spotted. At this point, I almost didn't care if he got lost behind me. It was his job to keep up with me now. We hiked for about 90 minutes, with him panting and complaining the entire way. I hadn't responded to anything he'd said in over an hour, but it hadn't slowed him down. I was focused on the fact that it was now starting to get dark, and I still could not see the back of the hotel in front of us. so I really had no clear idea how much farther we had to go. The hubby was so obsessed with his minor aches and pains that he didn't even notice it was getting dark, or else he was so denatured as to not understand that humans are not nocturnal animals, but there are predators in the forests who are. He was about to be taught this lesson by life and death themselves. We came around a patch of trees and were met with a wall of strong odor. It was the smell of death, or all the smells of death. I gagged, then looked around to see what had died. There was a man there. He was in a dark area under a large tree and between patches of tall bushes. But there was just enough light to show me that he was facing away from us. He was squatting. My first thought was, this is a psychotic. We need to get away from him before he kills and eats us. My husband had different thoughts.
Oh, excuse us. We didn't mean to disturb you, sir. My wife seems to think this is the better path to take than the correct path. And you see, the man stood up, and he kept standing up. He was a very tall man. He turned around and took a step towards us, and he was growling like an animal. Another step brought enough of him into the light that I could see he wasn't a man after all. He was a large wolf or dog-like creature, but he was walking on his hind legs, much like a bear. His front paws were huge and looked more like hands for some reason. He held a broken-off piece of bone, which he then threw violently to the ground and proceeded to howl incredibly loudly. I started to run, then looked back to see if the hubby was following. He wasn't. He was on his knees, crying and begging the dog thing to spare his life. He had no fight or flight instinct. He was just trying to reason with nature. I actually thought about going back there and trying to drag him out, but I realized he was too heavy for me to drag, and it would just get both of us killed. I ran back to the hotel and immediately alerted security that my husband was lost back on the trail and being attacked by some kind of bear or wolf or something. I expected them to bring him back in pieces. Instead, they recovered him less than a half hour later. He was shivering and muttering crazy things, and he had soiled himself. What a man. He was so pathetic the dog man didn't even want to eat him. You can call me cruel, but I filed for divorce the next day, after he was let go from the hospital. He's better off with a woman who stays indoors and doesn't challenge him. And even though Dog Man did break up my marriage, I'm grateful to him. He showed me that I need brave people around me. I've entirely rearranged my life since that experience. I've moved to a new town, started a new career, made new friends, and I am a lot happier and more present than I have ever been before. I helped form a Dog Man research group with the help of new friends and acquaintances, and we go hiking in search of the Dog Man. We don't expect to capture one, and we don't expect to make friends with them. It's just kind of a dare. Are you brave enough to risk encountering Dog Man? And are you brave enough to risk it all again?
Next week, we transition into our month of back-to-school episodes with Madeline Starr reading an all-new tale of teen romance, school uniforms, and a ravenous, carnivorous dog-man creature. See you then.
Check us out on our YouTube channel, Scary Stories NYC. Check out the audio podcast version of Scary Stories NYC, now available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and other popular podcatchers. Bigfoot Attacked My Tiny House. Scary Stories by Peter Bernard, Volume 1, now available on Amazon in paperback, Kindle, and audiobook versions. Narrated by PQ Ribber and me, Madeline Starr. Foreword by TV's famous Timothy Green Beckley, better known as Mr. UFO.
And if there's anyone out there who can't get enough of PQ River, search in your favorite search engine for PQ River, and you'll find plenty of podcasts, music, and weirdness.
Come back for more scary stories.